Scanning the skies from his Tooele home is a nightly hobby of Wiggins. Most of the time, he says, the activity consists of scanning through pictures of 300 galaxies each night. Every once in a while, Wiggins' telescope will capture something amazing. This time, it was
a dot. You know, if you were unfortunate enough to be living on a planet orbiting that star at the time that it went kablooey, it would look like a lot more than a dot. But 22 million light years away, even a big kablooey still looks like a dot.
Since the discovery, Wiggins says major observatories have honed in on the supernova, named SN 2017 AEW. By studying supernovae, Wiggins says scientists at these observatories hope to learn more about the nature of the universe.
The universe is expanding, and the thought was that the universe was expanding, but it was going slower and slower. But a few years ago, by studying supernovae, we found out that, wait a minute, the universe is not only expanding, but it's accelerating. And so it's by studying these really distant things like supernovae that we can make discoveries like that.
By his own count, Wiggins has spent 1,051 nights scanning the skies with his personal telescope. In that time, he's discovered two other supernovae, and
there is an asteroid Wiggins out there, which I think is kind of neat.
This Saturday, astronomy enthusiasts can get a glimpse of Wiggins' supernova at the Stansbury Park Observatory Center's Star Party. From dusk to 10 p.m., they'll be checking out SN 2017 AEW and other discoveries made by amateurs like Wiggins. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Alyssa Roberts.